This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 29, written by David Denhan. Moses and Jesus, from Exodus 20. You have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven. The Israelites were camped at the very mountain where Moses, before joining them in Egypt, had spoken with God at the burning bush. Now Israel too could see God's fire and hear God's voice through Moses. Moses had become God's mediator, his chosen spokesman. He brought Israel the news of God's love, God's plans, and God's instructions. Moses represented God, and on God's behalf, he led Israel to freedom and mission in the Promised Land. Centuries later, on the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples also saw God's fire in Jesus' face and in his clothing. Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothing became as white as the light. The disciples also heard God's voice there and in Jesus' teachings, and later through his sacrifice. Jesus is God, and he leads his people to freedom from sin and sends them out to make disciples of all nations. This message is for each of us as well. I invite you to listen deeply. You can hear God's voice in the words of Scripture, in God's creation around us, and in the worshiping faith community. The Holy Spirit, symbolized in Acts 2 as tongues of fire, helps us to hear God's voice in all of these ways. It's important that we follow God's instructions and that we obey His words. Will you pray with me? We praise you, Lord and Holy Spirit. You are God. We hear your voice and see your love. Help us not only to hear, but also to follow and obey. Thank you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.